The officer for the NGS, the National Garden Scheme for East and Mid Sussex. Sir, reporting for duty, it's Jeff Stonebanks looking at gardens open for the month of May. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning to you both. And hello, Jean. How are you keeping?
I'm all right, thank you. And happy birthday for the earlier this week.
Oh, you are too kind. 64, awful, isn't it? There you go.
64. Oh, a child yet.
Oh.
Which day?
Same day as Her Majesty.
The 21st.
There you go.
Yeah. You see, royalty.
I had a birthday this week as well. You shared your birthday with Her Majesty the Queen, and looking through historic birthdays, the same day as me, Hitler.
Oh, no.
I'm not at all surprised, actually. He's so, you know, and he's got the moustache this morning, Jeff.
Oh, has he really? Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Anyway, it's nice to hear you back on Dig It, Jim.
Thank you very much.
What have you got for us, Jeff?
Okay, well, next month, the National Garden Scheme celebrates its 90th birthday over the weekend of the 27th, 28th and 29th of May. And it was way back in 1927 that the first gardens opened for the scheme. And we're very lucky to have had four of those original gardens opening for us across your listeners' area in May. In Sussex, there's Hurst Monceux Castle and Broad Hill, both opening on the birthday weekend of the 27th. And in Hampshire, Powell Park on the 28th of May and Hinton Admiral on the 21st of May. But for details on those in particular, just have a look at the website, which is ngs.org.uk. Now for May's main roundup. As usual, all the gardens I mentioned, I have children in free and serve delicious homemade tea and cakes. So let's get the ball rolling in Sussex with a brand new garden for 2017. Witch Warren House is a 6-acre garden in the Ashdown Forest, much of it mixed woodland. It's a delightful and tranquil setting. You can see a Mediterranean and exotic garden, along with mixed herbaceous borders and beautiful views from the terrace. And it'll open on the 17th of May from 2 to 5.30 with admission £4. Next up is on Bank Holiday Monday, the 29th of May, is Great Lywood Farmhouse in Linfield Road, Ardingly. This 1.5-acre garden surrounds a 17th century farmhouse and is open from 2 till 6. Its gentle terracing provides distant views towards the South Downs. There are garden seats on every level, making this garden one in which to rest and enjoy the countryside. An entry there is £5. Over in West Sussex, on Sunday the 28th of May, between 1 and 5, listeners will find Sedgwick Park House, Horsham. You can see formal gardens by Harold Pito, featuring 20 interlinking ponds and an impressive water garden known as the White Sea. There are well-stocked herbaceous borders with one of the finest views of the South Downs, Chanctonbury Ring and Lansing Chapel. An entry there is £5. Next up in West Sussex is Up Waltham Barns in Up Waltham, a unique farm setting transformed into a garden and many rooms. See a tapestry of perennials at the front and a walled terrace garden planted with an abundance of unusual plants at the rear. And a beautiful inner courtyard provides the perfect seating area. It's open on Sunday the 28th and Monday the 29th of May from 1.30 to 5.30 with admission £4.50. Over now for two gardens in northeast Hampshire. First, a brand new one for 2017 with an interesting name. On the 6th and 7th, visit the Land of Nod near Farnham. This is a 7-acre garden and is situated within 100 acres of woodland. There's a Japanese garden in which you'll find two ponds, colourful azaleas, aces and camellias, and many different species of tree, including Wellingtonias and a monkey puzzle, some of which date back to the late 1800s. It's open on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th of May from 2 to 5.30 with admission £4. Second in northeast Hampshire is Sandy Slopes, Honeysuckle Lane, Headley Down, near Borden. This is a plantsman's garden with a remarkable collection of mature plants from China and other parts of the world. Many are rare and exciting. Some are naturalised and many are woodland shade lovers such as trilliums, primulas and the rare blue Mechanopsis growing beneath mature rhododendrons. It's open for 3 days, Saturday the 27th, Sunday the 28th, and Monday the 29th of May from 2 to 5.30 with entry £3.50. Moving over now to Surrey, with Sheeling, the Warren in Kingswood on Monday the May the 1st and Monday May the 29th from 2 to 5pm. This is a 1-acre garden which has been restored to its original 1920s design. There's a former front garden with an unusual large rock garden with some mixed borders and a collection of beautiful slug-free hostas and some uncommon perennials. And admission here is £5. Then we've got Rodia Farm in Godalming, which opens on Sunday the 14th of May from 11 till 5. This is a diverse and varied 17-acre garden, including mature woodlands, and has been created over the past 10 years by the present owners. Views through the park and setting can be seen from many of the formal and informal areas, and its admission there is £6. Finally, we have a horticulture and education charity plot, the Therapy Garden, in Guildford on Sunday the 21st of May from 11 till 4. The charity uses gardening to generate positive change for adults and teenagers living with learning disabilities and mental health challenges. Their gardens are designed for accessibility, including wheelchair-friendly pathways, raised vegetable and flower beds, sensory areas and quiet spaces. An entry there is £5. So there we have it, Joe, a diverse collection to celebrate our 90th anniversary, month of May. As usual, more details can be found at www.ngs.org.uk, that's www.ngs.org.uk, or by calling 01483 211 535 during office hours.
Very good.
And I look forward to talking to you at the end of May with our June gardens, when the garden visiting season really, really starts.
Kicks in. Driftwoodbysea.co.uk is your own website for people to have a gander. And fancy the NGS being the same age as Jean. It's extraordinary.
Oh, now that's cruel. I just knew when I sat down this morning.
Yes, Bill, I know what he's going to say.
You were going to say that about poor Jean.
And yet you didn't take it out of your script, which makes you the real villain, I think. Stonebanks, in my view.
Well, the thing is, you haven't asked me yet whether I can come down this year.
Well, no, you've been a busy bean. You've been away, but Jean, you would be more than welcome on any of my openings.
Well, give me a couple of dates, and I'll see if I'm free to come.
I will indeed.
Okay. Nice to have you on. All the best to you.
Thanks a lot, then.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
He says you're busy. Here's an opportunity for you to tell everyone how busy you are, starting